Hey, Vov. Yeah, let the Mishnah again. Minayin lepolete shichva zera b'yom hashlishi. The Phoenicia that had tashmish, and the man, the husband, put zera into the isha. When the zera comes out of her, that's halacha, she has a tummy. It's metama like a balkeri. So even if it comes out the third day of the tashmish, still she's tummy. Shetei tameya. Shenema, the rayu, the postik says, v'hoyu nechoinim l'shloishas yom. You should be prepared for 3 days. And before Kabbalah Satorah, they were told to stay away from their wives, not to have tashmish 3 days before. Why? Because by Kabbalah Satorah, they wanted them to be tahor. So a man would be enough not to be boiled 1 day before. But the Isha were afraid the zera inside her may come out again. So you see, for 3 days, that's the shear how much she'll still be tummy. So Drashi, Shehi Tumeya Diyom HaShlishi Akati LeMisrocha. Hey, the zera is still not ruined yet. Shichva zera v'ruya likloif liyos vlad noitzer hemenu. The zera can still be used, she can still become pregnant from it. The karina and shichva zera, therefore still called shichva zera, her royal azriya, that's royal to make the ishta pregnant from it. That's the law. Kol zaman the zera is royal azriya, it's metama when it comes out of the isha. How long is this? Legimu yomim. Tekpidu akos of atumas keri v'amat Torah. Torah didn't want that the Yidin should have tumas keri v'shav kabos at Torah. So kusavam im yoyim ha-prisha koma. With the day they were told to be separated, means that they shouldn't have tashmash anymore. The Vidalid Bishabis Pirshum is Shasayim. Our Mishnah holds on Wednesday. On Dalid Bishabis, that's when there was a mitzvah Prisha, that they shouldn't have tashmash with the wife anymore. The Kiblu Terah Bishabis. They were Makabal Terah on Shabbos, through Revi, Li Oisom Sheshimshum Mitrasayim Revi. Now, somebody's Mishamish on Wednesday, so Shabbos is the fourth day from Wednesday. Lefnei Prisha. The Tovlu Leil Shabbos, Mel, they were able to be Tovlu Shabbos by night, Friday night they were Tovlu. And the Mela, Shabbos morning, they were Torah to Mekabal the Torah. Well, if Rosh HaKosta, the Torah is not Makbid, what will be Im Yifloitu B'Shabbos? Let's say an Isha now, on Shabbos morning, the Zerah will come out of her. Why aren't we afraid that she'll still become Tomei? The Torah says, Demasriach. Such Zerah that was inside her 3 days already, the Zerah became Masriach. The ena shichva zera royal azriya. That's not called shichva zera her royal azriya. Such zera can't make the isha pregnant. It's not metama when it comes out. Avulim pol to erev Shabbos. But if she would let the zera would come out of her on Friday, bishlishi the third day of a tashmish, she was boy that the tashmish was on Wednesday. So you have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday still the third day, still tameis. She would be tummy. Lakach hefrishon shleishi yomim. Therefore, the Torah said 3 days beforehand, stay away. So, Mele Shabbos, the fourth day, Yuzicha B'Torah. So, Mele the Noshim were Toivol Friday night. So, Mele Shabbos morning, everybody was Torah from Tumas Keri. Yeah, we'll see in the Gemara Barichas about this. Right, then the Mishnah says, Elohim, Minayin Shemachitzin Asamilu B'Yom HaShlishi. If you made a Milah on Wednesday, on Thursday, how do you know that the kid is still called B'Mokam Sakona 3 days later on Shabbos and you can give him a hot bath? You could wash him. Shechalius b'shavish, and then what the pasuk says, "V'hi b'yom hashlishi b'yosim koyvim." The third day when they were still weak, b'yosim koyvim mashma. That's the weakest day. That's when the most sakona. So the third day or the first 3 days after the milam, the kid is called the mokum sakona. You can be mechal Shabbos for him. Minayin shekoshrin loshin shosahoris. They used to tie a red string for rosh esayim mashdalech. On Yom Kippur, they used to tie it on top of the sawyer that they used to throw away to the midvarim. How do you know they tied it on top of that one, not on top of the other sawyer that they brought for the korban? Shenema, the pasuk says, "Im yiyu chatzuechem kashonim." If your sins will be like the shonim, like red, is kashelag yalbinu. If you do tshuva, the Eibishter will make it white. Kashelag yalbinu. So you see what that they put the loshin on the one that did the kapara. So on the one that they send out l'shtalech l'soyer amishtalech, that was the one for the kapara. How do we know that on Yom Kippur? Just like you're not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur, who are then you can't have a sicha? You can't rub yourself with oil on your body. But on Yom Kippur, afal pish and maral dover, there's no real posik. Of a zecha dover, there is a zecha for this. Shenema the posik says va'tovoy kamayim bekirboy. The water will come inside him. Ukeshemin biatzmoisa. The same way you put shemen. Now shemen is only rubbed on your body. And still the pasuk says, like the tovah mayim bekirboi. Usually when water comes inside, that's by drinking it. You drink the water. So you see, drinking and rubbing yourself is the same thing. So we'll see in the Gemara, in the Gat Yom Kippur, they're both also. They're not bound, they both don't have the same chaymer. Hey, drinking is a chiyav karis. Shemen wouldn't be a chiyav karis. I'll call part of it's also. Right, it's not the Gemara. Reisha, the like Reb Loza ben Azaya. The Reisha, the Mishnah Chur, does not go like Reb Loza ben Azaya. Or the Seifa, for now, Mishnah Chur is Reb Loza ben Azaya. So Chur is like a Kasha. Like, does our Mishnah go like Reb Loza ben Azaya or not? So the Gemara, why? Di Reb Loza ben Azaya, Tahira Shemaan Alei. Reb Loza ben Azaya says that an Isha, if she's Pala Tashich Vazeru the third day, even the third day, still she's Torah. There's only 2 days, is it Tameh. But the third day already, she's Tameya. She's Tahira. And now Mishnah says not that. Our Mishnah says, Menayim Lepulat HaShikh Vazer, B'yom HaShlishi, Shehi Tameya. That even the third day, still she's Tamei. So it's not like Reb Loza ben Azaya. Reb Loza ben Azaya says only 2 days in Isha is Tamei. The third day already, after the Tashmash, after the man put the Zera in Isha, if the Zera comes out of her the third day, Reb Loza ben Azaya holds she's Tahira. So it's not like our Mishnah. So the Mardik Reb Loza ben Azaya Torah Shemaan Olei. So he holds his Torah the third day. So the Gemara Azoy says 2 ways to Miyashav al Mishnah. Man Dolei Muki Kitanoin. There's a derech. When you have a theory in a Mishnah, you'd rather not say the Mishnah goes like 2 Tanoim. You'd rather say always 1 Mishnah goes like 1 Tana, and you have to change around something. So if you hold that cheetah, whenever you have a theory in a Mishnah, always put it like 1 Tana and change something around. See here also. The Man delay muki kitanoi. Someone that learns by mishnayis, and we don't put 1 mishnayis like 2 different tanoim. Obviously, you have to change around the mishnah and turn the reisha Torah. You have to assign the reisha says Torah. If an isha is pearl at the third day, then she's Torah. It's only the first 2 days that the isha has a zera inside her. Any time it comes out of her during the first 2 days, she has a tumah like a balkeri. But the third day, she's like a Torah. Melo muki lo lukula kreb loza ben azaya. Like this, our whole Mishnah comes a good Reb Loza ben Azaya. Because Loza ben Azaya holds the safe for the Mishnah. He holds that you can machitzen. If you have a kid that you gave the meal on Thursday, so the third day is called the Mokum Sakona. So on Shabbos, you're allowed to wash him. That's Reb Loza ben Azaya's halacha. So that's the safe for the Mishnah. So this Tana holds, this Mandiyam holds, the Reish also goes to Reb Loza ben Azaya. And change the girsa. Don't say Yom Shlishi, it's Tumei and it's Torah. No, the sheet is not like that. You have a steer in the Mishnaisim, because that time the ratio goes like 1 Tana, and the says it goes like another Tana. It's not sure it's also derech like that. But then you can answer Poshid. Ratio Rabbonim, Enochanami, our ratio says Taka Tameya. That even the third day after the Isha Tashmish with the husband, and the Zera comes out of her on the third day, drips out of her, she still has Tumas carry on her. That's what our Mishnah says. And that goes like the Rabbanan, not like Reb Loza ben Azaya. The Sefer that says the third day after the Milah, the kid is still called a Mokum Sakona, that's not like Reb Loza ben Azaya. That goes like Reb Loza ben Azaya. So the Mishnah is like Tanoim. The Reish is the Rabbanan, the Sefer is like Reb Loza ben Azaya. We'll soon see where the Machlokes Reb Loza ben Azaya is. So Drashi, Reish is the Masnitzin, the like Reb Loza ben Azaya. Dilul the day, because according to him, according to Reb Loza ben Azaya, Shamin and Lei, Poletes, Biyemash, Lishi, Torah. Look, I'm on the Bryce. We'll soon see in the Bryce. He owes the third day already on Isha's Torah. The Sefer, though, Dictoni, Marchitze Nesa Mila, that the third day it's called the Makam Sakona, you could wash the kid. That's not the Reb Loza ben Azaya's din. The Wamala Lakamama Perikab Leza. He's the one that says later in the Leza and Perikab Leza, such a sign. That even the third day the kid is still called the Makam Sakona, Hamel, the locker is, you could wash him. So the Rashi of this, man deloy muki ktanoi, the dachak a muki mas nisa betray timey, a shita in the Mishnah is always put the Mishnah like 1 Tana, and say 2 different timing. Oy mishabish lo, either change around the Mishnah then. Reforish lo, deloy look muki ktanoi. It's always better to do something to the Mishnah the way it says it, rather than saying it's a machoy ktanoim. Is mele bayos also, mishabish lo, vi oma, mishabeshtihi, vitoni lo, vitoni bo, tayru. Say there's a mistake in our Mishnah, and you have to say the Mishnah means to say Torah. That the third day already the Zera is Masriach, it's not Roy to be called anymore. It can't make Isha pregnant anymore. So that Zera is not called Zera, it's not Matam of Isha. Abu Man, the Mukulokitanoi,
There's another gang. Whenever you have a kash in the Mishnah, rather than saying there's something wrong with the Mishnah to change around the words in the Mishnah, I'd rather say takas machlokes tanoim. The ratio goes like one tana, say like another tana. Here also, whoever can answer me, this mission, like one time, I'll take his clothing to the washer. Lay Mesusa. Omuki Reisha Rabbi Shmuel v'Sefer Rabbi Kiva. He holds there's no way to miyashiv the mission like one time. You have to say Reisha is one, the Sefer is another one. V'yavi boy, yavi motzi, look me betray timey. But if you want to, you could have put it like two different reasons. Ubechatana, and he doesn't want to do that. There's some sheet that's like no, that really the mission there goes on like one tana. Or muki seifa b'shehenicha b'mokim sheina makayma. Let me give different tutsin how to miyash of the mission like one tana. So some machlekes here also the same thing. Depends what pshat now mission if you want to change the mishnah or no. That's find the mission the way it says it and it's two different tanoim. So the brayse tana rabbonin polete shichva zera. That means an isha, that a man, the husband, had tashmish with the isha, so the zera went inside her. So the halacha is, when the zera goes inside her, she's taka tummy that day. Also balkeri. But nafka mina is though she can be table the next day and she's torah. Let's say the second day though, the zera drips out of her, is the achidish shakra that she becomes tummy now again. She has a shame balkeri on her. Now how many days afterwards that the zera keeps on coming out that she tummy? It's a machlokes. Poilete shichva zera. Piyoim hashlishi torah. If it comes out the third day from the Tashmish, the Isha's Torah, on the third day, really, not like our Mishnah, on the third day it's Torah ready, that Zerah is not Ruy Lazriya. Divrei Reb Loza ben Azayah. It's not Reb Loza ben Azayah. So Drashi, what's called B'yayim Shlishi? Drashi, B'yayim HaShlishi, Kegoin Sheshim Shobhei. They had Tashmish on Thursday. O Polto Shichva Zerah B'Shabbos. Now the third day from Thursday is Shabbos. You have Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So now on Shabbos, if the Zerah comes out on Shabbos, she's automatically Torah, according to Reb Lezer. Now, we don't care if she was boiled, that's like Wednesday night, that's the beginning of Thursday. Then we say the Zerah stayed inside her body for ho oinus. Oinus means a period of 12 hours, it's called an oinah. Like a night is called one oinah, and the day is called another oinah. So here, how do you have four oinus? Leil hey, you have the whole Wednesday night, the hey and Thursday by day. That's called two oinus. Then you have leil vov, that's Thursday night. Then you have vov. Then you have the whole day Friday. So that's how you have four complete oinus. The zera was inside her, and still she's tired. Loi shino shimsho yom hey. Could even be a case they had tashmish pi yom hey on Thursday by day. Im chashecha mamish right before shkia. So the mamish. The Zerah is only inside the Isha a little bit of Thursday. For Leil Vav, you have the whole Thursday night. Uvav, you have the whole Friday. The Lekele Beis Einish Lemus is only, it was inside only two Einish Lemus. Still, when the Zerah now comes out on Shabbos, it's Torah. Hoinus Atrashis Oyeim Olayla. An Oyeim is called a period of time, like a 12-hour period of time. Either a night or else a day is called an Oyeim. So according to Reb Loza ben Azayah, even if they had Tashmish Mamish Thursday afternoon, still Thursday is considered one day, Friday is considered the second day, and Shabbos is ready the third day. He holds on the third day, the Zerah is always Torah. The Zerah is not Royal Azri anymore, so Mela it's not Matama the Isha. That's Reb Loza ben Azayah, that's the most cool of the Geshita. Did Reb Loza ben Azayah? Reb Yishmoyah Loimah, no. Tomim Shem Dal Doinus, he else depends. Certain times, for four oinus later, if the Zerah comes out, still metame. It's only after four oinus that it's not metame. Pomim shein hei oinus. And sometimes in 3 days, you have five oinus. And pomim shein vav oinus. Sometimes even six oinus later, it's metame. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Such Rashi. Rashi, Rabbi Shmuel Loima. Pomim shein. Rashi bo lechalik. Rabbi Shmuel is mechulak din zechon Reb Leza ben Azayah. For Loima. If the Zerah comes out the third day from the Tashmish, she's still Tummy. Not like Rabbi Lazar says the third day she's Tayron, but he holds like our Mishnah that the third day she's Tameya still. Avol, Poilet is Bedalid, Tayra. But if the zera comes out of the isha the fourth day from the tashmish, like here, if you have tashmish on Thursday, the zera would come out on Sunday, then should be Torah. O madina lecho, aber de mixas yom kekulay. He holds that mixas yom is considered like the whole day. So loyik pido Torah le b'minyan shel hayomim, loy b'minyan oynus. That's what I mean to say. Let's say they had tashmish on Thursday afternoon. So Thursday afternoon, the zera is only inside the isha, could be only 2 hours. Still, that's considered like one whole day. So mixas hayom, even though the tashmish was in the middle of the day, the first day of the tashmish is considered like one day. So you have Thursday as one day, Friday is called the second day, and Shabbos is the third day. So the zera comes out on Shabbos, she's still Taneya. But if it comes out already, Mitzvah Shabbos, she's already Torah. Now if it comes out already, Mitzvah Shabbos, the zera was only inside of four rhinos, because she was boiled Thursday afternoon. So all you have is Thursday night, that's the complete Ainoa, and you have Friday morning, then you have Friday night and Shabbos by day. That's four Ainois. That's what he means to say. Pomim, sometimes you have it that only four Ainois, she's Temeya. After that already she's Tyra. And sometimes it's five and sometimes it's six. And sometimes they boil Thursday afternoon, sometimes they boil early Friday morning, and sometimes they boil even like Thursday night or Wednesday night already, right after Shkia. That's his lashon. Shmolim a pomim shein dal doinais, pomim shein heinais, pomim shein vavoinais. So Rashi, pomim shein dal doinais, shleimais. That means shimshim shor dalad b'shabbes im chashecha. So a boil like Wednesday, mamish Wednesday right before shkia is plitosa tmeya at chilas Shabbos. So it's considered one day is Wednesday. Then you have Thursday and Friday. That's the third day Friday. Beginning of Shabbos is already Torah. Even though in such a case, the zera was only inside of four oinos. Pobim shehei oinos, who go in shimsha betchila sayem shadalad. They will boil that tashmish the beginning Wednesday morning, early Wednesday morning. So like this, the zera was in a five oinos, because you have the whole Wednesday by day, then you have Wednesday night, that's and Thursday by day, and then you have Friday night and Friday by day. So that's how you have five oinos. And pobim shehei vov. Sometimes 3 days can mean a complete three whole days. Still, she's Temeya. How do you have that? They're going Shimsha Betchilas Leil Dalet. At the beginning, that means Wednesday night, they will boil at the beginning of the night. Bein Hashmoshes. Mamish, right at the beginning of the night. So you start, that's called Mamish at the beginning of the day. The beginning of Wednesday, which is Tuesday night, they will boil at the beginning of Tuesday night. So the Zera was in her the whole Tuesday night, the whole Wednesday. The whole Wednesday night, the whole Thursday, and those Thursday and the whole Friday. That's how you have six Einos. So that's the longest period. Even though the Zera is in a six Einos, still it's called Royal Azriya. Because the Pshat according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Torah is totally in days. Abi, you have to wait 3 days. 3 days after the day of the Tashmish, that's when she's Torah. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Rabbi Kiva Leimer, Li Oilam Hei. He holds no. He always, it's totally not in days, it's totally in five Einos. Once the Zera is in the Isha 5 periods of 12 hours, then she becomes Torah. V'yim yotasa, miksa soino rishoina, noistan lo miksa soino shishis. As he holds, there has to be 5 complete oinos. So now if you start in yotasa miksa oinos, you mean the first oinos, you weren't burled like at the beginning of the night, or you weren't burled at the beginning of the day. No, you're burled in the middle of the day. So the first V'yim was in the middle of the day, that first oinos is not a complete oinos. Because let's say you boil at 4 in the afternoon. There's only 2 more hours to Shkia. So a Noino was saying now is a period of 12 hours. Here you don't have to complete 12 hours. You only have 2-3 hours. Say Nechnamid. He's Moisev Noistan Lo Miksas Ano Shishis. The 6th Ano goes a little bit longer. In other words, there's a complete, like Mace Lace, 5 periods of 12 hours. Complete from one time to the other time. So Drashi. Drashi. Yeah. So tomorrow, Omru Rabbonin Kaimid Rapopo. Rabbonin said over this brisa to Rapopo, V'yamri lo Rapopo Rova. Something that Rapopo told Rova. Bishleim Rav Loza Ben Azayah. Bishleim Rav Loza Ben Azayah Shita. That's totally mamish in 3 days. That the third day is Torah. Only 2 days she's Temeya. He holds the third day ready she's Torah. Is Rabbonin. He holds like Rabbonin Shita. What's the Rabbonin Shita? We'll soon see about Kabbalah Satorah. That the Torah was given on Shabbos. Now the Shaila, how many days before Shabbos was there the mitzvah prisha that they're supposed to separate from the wife, not to have tashmish? So say Rav Loza ben Azayah holds that the Rabbanan Shita. the Amri Behei Ovid Prisha. He holds on the fifth day, on Thursday, that's when the mitzvah's Prisha started. So come to say they had only Thursday and Friday. Those were the 2 days that the Prisha was. On Shabbos, where the Torah was given. So come to say that Isha could have had Bia, they could have had Tashmish Thursday. Thursday was the mitzvah's Prisha. That's Bia first in the morning. Still, if the Zera comes out on Shabbos, she's Torah, because Shabbos Torah was given. So you see, only Thursday and Friday, only 2 days, is she Tumeya. The third day already on Shabbos, she's Torah. That's where Blood Sheet is very good, the Raya from the Kabbalah Torah. The Torah was given on Shabbos, and the mitzvah to be purged was given on Thursday. So you only have 2 days in between. So you see, in 2 days, she becomes Torah. Trashi Bishleima, Trashi Plukta the Rabbon of Rabbi Yesi the Rice, will soon bring down that Machlekes. When Kabbalah Torah was, and which day was the mitzvah's Prisha. Umaisi law by Pirk will soon bring it down the Kamon. To the Rabbonon, the Hei B'Shabbos Pirshu. According to Rabbonon, the mitzvah's Prisha, not to have Tashmish, only started on Thursday. So Kitzur, there are only 2 days before Kabbalah Torah, Thursday and Friday. Ulu Rabbi Yosi B'Dalad, Rabbi Yosi Shita was no. Even Wednesday, they had a mitzvah's Prisha, not to be buried with the wife. Ulu Kula Yalma B'Shabbos Nitru. Everybody holds the Torah was given, Kabbalah of the Aseret HaDibros. Was given on Shabbos. B'Shabbos nitnu. Aseret HaDibros. V'chivon de B'Shabbos nitnu. Since they received the Torah on Shabbos, Akokok b'leil Shabbos tovlu. They had to be tovlu Friday night. For loy shachris, like the Gemara will soon say, they weren't tovlu Shabbos in the morning. K'demataras l'kamon. Shloye yalolu tovlu v'lolu ma'alchen l'kabu ha'Torah. And since the Eved gave the Torah Shabbos early in the morning, you're not going to let, like some people, a Venetia, like saw Zerah Friday night, you're going to have to say she has to go to the mikveh now. So Shabbos in the morning, she'll be going to the mikveh, it's not Mestavro. Like the whole Klai Yisrael went to receive the Torah Shabbos in the morning. So all the tefillahs had to take place the latest Friday night. Hilkach. Bishleimer Reb Lezer hold kirabonin. The Yamri b'chamisha b'Shabbos of Prisha. Let Rabbanan say, when was the mitzvah not to have Tashmash anymore before Kabbalah Torah? Only started Thursday. Or Bezoi, V'yeshulay Pirshu, Elim Chashecha. Some only stopped Mamish Thursday and right before Shkia. Now, Umi the Tovlu Leel Shabbos, since the Isha now is able to be tabled on Friday night, V'loy Choshu were not afraid. Shema Tiflat Shema, Tiflat Tena Oid. Maybe after the Tvilum, she'll be tabled Friday night, 9 o'clock at night. Let's be afraid, 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock at night, the Zera will come out of her, and she'll become tummy again. Shema Amina, no. The Polet is Begimel Torah. O Nixas HaYayim Shal Tashmish Kekulay. Then we say, no. Friday night, Shabbos, that's considered already the third day. Because on Thursday was the last day they could have Tashmish. So even if she had Tashmish Thursday afternoon, right before Shkiyam, he holds Nixas HaYayim Shal Kekulay. So the little bit of the day that they did not have Tashmish, that's called one day. Then you have Friday, that's the second day. See, he holds the Zerah's only tummy for 2 days. Lashenka, the third day already, on Shabbos, and Zerah comes out, she's automatically Torah. So we don't care if the Zerah comes out of home on Friday night. Because Friday night is called the third day, and the blessed sheet is the third day already, she's Torah. The Zerah's only mitama if it comes out the first 2 days after the Tashmish. That's a good raya. That the blessed holds that Rabbonin, that the mitzvah's priest only started on Thursday. So maybe all she had was just Thursday and Friday to say that the Zera comes out Thursday and Friday, she's still Tumeya. But Abia comes out after Friday. Friday night, that Shabbos already, then she's Torah. So maybe the Hegatim says she goes to the mikveh Friday night in order to be Torah, to mekabel the Torah on Shabbos morning. That's Reb Lezeshit. Reb Yishmoel holds Reb Yosi. The Yomano B'dalad of Prisha. We'll soon see the Machlokes. He holds on Wednesday the mitzvah Moshe gave them a mitzvah Prisha. Then Wednesday on, you can't have Tashmish. The mail is good while you always have Hey Einois. Olav Davke Hey. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita to say that's totally in 3 days. That sometimes it's 4, sometimes it's 5, and sometimes it's 6. But the word is there are 6 totally in days. Abi, it's the third day she's Temeyim. After the third day, the fourth day, she's Torah. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the mitzvah's Prisha was on Wednesday already. So Mela, you have Wednesday as one day, you have Thursday is the second day, and you have Friday as the third day. So true, if the Zera would come out of on Friday, she'd still be Tumeya. But already Friday night, that's like the fourth day, that's Shabbos, then she's Tera. So it's good. The mitzvah's Prisha was Chal on Wednesday. When on Wednesday? It depends. Some people perish already like Tuesday night. that's the beginning of Wednesday. Some people only perish Wednesday morning, and some people still have Tashmash Wednesday afternoon. That's how you get your Mishmol Shita. Sometimes it's 4, sometimes it's 5, sometimes it's 6. But according to him, it's totally in 3 days. The first 3 days of the Tashmish and the Zera comes out of her, she still has Tumas Bakeri. The fourth day, she's torn. The Drash Rabbi Shmuel, the Yoyme Begimel. He says the third day, Tameya, Bidalit Torah, the fourth day, she's Torah, is Kesobar, Bidalit of Atrisha. Moshe gave them a mitzvah to be Purish on Wednesday already. Kriab Yasi. Devilel Shabbos Revi. Obviously, the Zera would come out of her on Friday night Shabbos. Shabbos is called the fourth day already, because you have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is 3 days. Shabbos is the fourth. Omiyu, Yeshalai Pirshu at some Lechashecho. Even on Wednesday, when there was a mitzvah prisha, not everybody was perished like Tuesday night, the beginning of Wednesday. Some were only perished on Mamish Wednesday afternoon, right before Shkia. Veleke Ladal Goynois. Obviously, now you only have 4 Goynois at the Yishus Tameya. Leil Hei, Vehei, yeah, Thursday. Leil Vav Vav, that's Friday. When this issue is table now Friday night, that's considered the beginning of the fourth day. If something comes out afterwards, she's Torah. The Torah was only makpar on 3 days. Abi, it's 3 days later, she's Torah. So it's good these two shittis. We have Elazar, Rabbi Shmuel, the Machlokes, Rabbon and Rabbi Yossi. That's good. For the Gemara Kasha, Elo, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, it says no. He says 5 Oinois. So there's always 5 in noise. Rabbi Kiva, come on. Who's Rabbi Kiva go like? But the Rabbi Kiva, come on. Who's Rabbi Kiva go like? Rashiel, Rabbi Kiva. It's totally in 5 in noise. 5 periods of 12 hours. Like day, night, and then day. In Tifloit. It's come on. Omechim Lama, the noise, copper crow. Where do you see the term is not growing on your noise? Im Yomim Ktiv. But Karno Mixi Yom Kukulai. It's telling the days. It says 3 days. And we hold Mixi Yom Kukulai. So how do you get a half a day? How do you get 5? So the Gemara Liyelam Kriab Yosi, the Yama and Yamam Kriab Yosi. The Yosi says the Mitzvah Prisha was Chal on Wednesday, Yom Dalit. Or Bezoyit Shver. What's that? It's 5. Sometimes even 6. Kli Yama Ravada Marava. Moshe Bashkama Ola uBashkama Yored. Moshe went up to Har Sinai Bashkama and he came down Bashkama. Bashkama he went up early in the morning. Tichsiv Vayashke Moshe Baboike Vayalala El Har Sinai. So he went up in the morning very early. Bashkama Yorod, he came down also early in the morning. So we say Makish Yurido Lialiyah. Well, Makish, same way coming down to going up. Ma Aliyah, just like when Moshe went up to Har Sinai. Bashkama, he always went up early in the morning. Af Yurida, when he came down from Har Sinai to tell Klai Yisrael there's a mitzvah prisha, he came down and told them the mitzvah to be purged from your wife is Bashkama. He came down early in the morning. When the says, when did Moshe tell them the mitzvah prisha? Wednesday morning. He told them Yom Revi, but when? Wednesday morning. Come the says, there's only 5 Einois now. You have Wednesday afternoon, then you have Wednesday night and Thursday, Thursday night and Friday. That's 5 Einois. Already Friday night is Torah. That's how he knows B'diak 5 Einois. Because Moshe told them mitzvah prisha Wednesday in the morning. Not Tuesday night, but Wednesday morning. Shrashi. It says the Moshe came down from the har and he's mekadesh the people, the Haino Prisha, that he told them the mitzvah now, stay away, don't have Tashmish. When did he tell them that? Bashkama Revi Hoysa. That was Wednesday early in the morning. What's up is Moshe had to tell them right in the morning to stay away, not to have Tashmish. Shmamino ad hey oinoi shleimus kapit krul. That the akpodo, that the zera should be tor, has to be at least 5 oinos away. The first 5 oinos after the Tashmish, the zera is still royal azria, the zera is still matama. That's from the Kibishit. So tomorrow, why did Moshe have to tell them Wednesday morning, like not to have Tashmish during Wednesday? I've Yisrael Kedoshimem, Yisrael Anoyeg Bitznius, They don't have tashmish anyway, b'yoyim. So why did Moshe have to tell them Wednesday early in the morning, like today? Wednesday don't have tashmish. It could have been enough Moshe to tell them, like back before Shkia, Wednesday night he should have told them. Why did Moshe have to tell them Bashkama? They don't have tashmish anyway throughout the day. So tomorrow name, Ha'ama Rova, Imho Yebei Sofa Muta. If the room is dark, it's muta that tashmish b'yoyim. Some people have a dark room, and they can have tashmish even b'yoyim. The Yama Rav another heter, the Tamer Papa, Talmud Chochem. A Talmud Chochem also has a heter. Mafo Betalise Mutter. Even if it's B'yoyim, it's B'day, and there's light there, but a bee puts a blanket over him, it's Mutter. Rashi says, Talmud Chochem shoots Nua. He's a Tznua. He doesn't look. Yistakl the Mafo Betalisei. For him, it's enough. A bee, he covers himself with a towel, with a blanket, it's enough. So Melo Moshe had to tell them that Wednesday in the morning, whether you're Talmud Chacham or whether you have a dark room, still don't have Tashmish today on Wednesday, because we want to make sure that by Friday night you're going to recognize.